In March, 15-year-old Braden Bone committed suicide. The student at D.C. Everest Junior High School had fallen victim to sextortion, in which young victims are targeted and coerced into sending explicit images to criminals who threaten to share them. State Senator Pat Snyder, among lawmakers who introduced Braden's law to establish criminal penalties.
In somebody like Braden's case, they're young, it's a lot of emotion, and you think this would hurt your parents or hurt your friends. A number of times, an alarming number of times, this does lead to death by suicide.
Braden's mom, Brittany Bird, testified at a hearing.
It's not just, you know, one bad guy. It's organized crime. They know what they're doing. And there has to be a consequence that at least makes them think twice about it.
That consequence, making sextortion perpetrators eligible for felony murder charges if their actions result in a victim's suicide. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill into law in December.
I think it's obviously important because of the circumstances and the dire circumstances that could happen to other kids.
Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.